Day 4, The Power of Spiritual Community, Devotional. None of us were designed to journey through life alone. God created us for community, not just casual connections, but deep, meaningful relationships that carry us closer to Jesus, especially when we can't move forward on our own. In Luke 5, we see a beautiful picture of this kind of community. A paralyzed man couldn't get to Jesus by himself, so 4 friends carried him, even breaking through a roof to lower him to Jesus' feet. These friends didn't just offer encouraging words, they took action that led to both healing and forgiveness. This story illustrates the transformative power of spiritual friendship. True friends don't just comfort us in our stuck places, they help move us toward Jesus. They see beyond our current limitations to what God can do. They're willing to be inconvenienced, even breaking through barriers, to connect us with the source of healing. As we navigate life's transitions, we need people who will carry us to Jesus when we can't walk ourselves, people who strengthen our faith when it falters and remind us of God's faithfulness when we forget. Equally important, we need to be these kinds of friends to others. Today, consider both the quality of your close friendships and how you might better carry others to Jesus. Are your closest relationships moving you toward Christ or keeping you comfortable in place? Bible verse. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. Reflection question. Who are the friends in your life that consistently carry you closer to Jesus, and how might you be that kind of friend to someone else this week? Quote. If you're walking with friends who would not carry you to the feet of Jesus, maybe you should reevaluate the people that you hold really close to you.